Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
You know, we've talked many times about crazy neighbors. What if you had a really good neighbor you wanted to highlight? Or maybe more than one. Good neighbors. This is an idea from Sandberg, and I thought it was a really good idea. And it brings us to Amy Spillman, who joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you for doing this. Your neighbors are the most valuable people on the planet.
They are amazing. I don't know how much Sandberg has told you about my situation, but my husband has MS. And I struggle to get everything done all the time. And in July, we were debating on taking a trip to Florida. The kids really wanted to go. And I was very hesitant because I knew it was going to be a lot of work on me. We drove. So kind of complaining a little bit about having to go to Florida to my neighbors. And ended up having a wonderful trip. Came home, pulled in the driveway. And I thought, it looks like somebody mowed the lawn. Went inside the house, candles were lit, the house was clean, dinner and beer in the fridge, our kitchen faucet had been broken, it had been replaced, I had started priming the dining room wall, but a job I never finished, that was finished, the gutters had been clean, new sheets on my bed, it was awesome, and they are just great people.
Now, is this one set of neighbors or the whole neighborhood got together?
Well, yeah, they got together, had a few drinks, and got busy, I guess.
Well, but it's just such a cool thing. I mean, you know, nobody has to step up to that extent. And for you to be able to come home after a trip with the stresses that, you know, you have in your life every day and not have to worry about that stuff, that's just really cool.
It really is. I don't know. I mean, God blessed us with such a great village around us. I remember when I was pregnant, that was one thing my Aunt Kitty said was, you know, it's going to take a village. It takes a village to raise a family. And it really does. And we have the best village around us. I mean, they're all wonderful people. Can I say their names?
Oh, sure. No, I didn't know if you wanted to do that or if they were cool with it, but absolutely say their names.
I don't care if they're cool with it. I'm going to
Yeah, well, who are they?
Monica McCabe and Matt and Michelle Lingenfelser, Matt and Stephanie Condon, Jeff and Lisa Rector, and Josh Hecker. Oh, Josh is he stained our deck for us. That was planned. I knew about it, but, I mean, they just gave up so much of their time to help us, and I wish I could just thank them, you know.
I think you just did.
Yeah, you did in front of hundreds of thousands of people, which doesn't hurt, because I don't know what else you need done, but maybe it'll get it done now. It's a wonderful thing that they did. It's such a great lesson, too, for your own kids to see how people help each other and for their kids as well. So you're blessed. And by the way, if you were not a good person and your family was not good people, you wouldn't have neighbors stepping up like this. So you should feel good about that, too.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people forget Amy is the, you know, main caregiver. And a lot of times as the main caregiver, and plus she's running a household and she's got two kids as well, caregivers don't take time for themselves because they're constantly always giving. So this is a wonderful way for your neighbors to help you out and put you first as well.
So I have to ask you one question. When you got back, obviously you didn't expect all those wonderful things to be done. How fast did you run to Walgreens to try to find souvenirs that you pretended you bought for them in the first place?
If only the Gurney Walgreens had things that listed Destin, Florida on them, I could have gotten away with that. You know what I actually did? I went online and I found a company that makes yard signs, and I had these signs created that said, recipient of the Best Neighbor Ever Award or something like that, and then I stuck them in all their yards as a thank you back.
I got to tell you, I am a soft touch, and you got me choking up here. So well done by you, and what a great set of neighbors you have there. The Lingenfelsers, the Condons, the Rectors, Monica McCabe and Josh Hecker. Those are good people, and they're all the most valuable people on the planet. Thanks for telling that story.
Thanks, Steve. You guys have a great day.